It's always a joy to be here. After all these years, you'd think I would come up with some new stuff. But,
Dale's still preaching old stuff.
I know. But, I know the preacher, a preacher once said, he kept preaching on repentance, and finally the deacon said, "Hey preacher, when are you going to quit preaching on repentance?" He said, "When you repent." So, my burden has always been women, to be encouragers and helpmates for their husbands, and I don't know what other song to sing but that. But, truly, I think it is so important. I myself have never gotten to where I would like to be as an encourager. I think if we are really honest with ourselves, women, I think we all have to say that we all fail. We certainly do. And so I think, you know, it's something that we need to hear over and over again is to be an encouragement to your husbands. First, I'd like for you to turn to Titus 2, a very familiar passage, Titus 2, verses 3 through 5. Of course, this applies to me as an aged woman, so the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, nor given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And truly, if I have one task, one job that I feel like the Lord has given me, is to be an encourager. I think that is something that we women, all of us can do, whether we work, whether we don't work, whether we have children or don't have children. Our job, my principal job, I feel like, is to be by my husband's side.
Amen.
And to encourage him. This afternoon we had a meeting, a very sweet little tea that Debbie Stewart gave the ladies. And she asked if there was anyone there who had something that they felt like they wanted to share. And I shared this. See if I can say it without breaking down a bit. I hope that in my flesh, I hope that perhaps they would come to the point where he'd say, "Okay, it's time to retire. Let's just go to Lakey and enjoy life." But that's not going to be the case. And when he preached the other night and said, "I wear out before I rest out," I realized this year that, you know what, my place is with him. If it's under a tree or in a tent, if it's in Mexico or wherever, my place is with him. And that's where I want to be. I want to be by his side and be his encourager. And, you know, I think that is so important as we who are God's women, that is a job that we can't take lightly. It is not a very light thing because our husbands get tired. Our husbands get discouraged. And, you know, I've always cautioned other women, whether missionary wives or our Mexican sisters or what, that if your husband comes home and he's discouraged, you don't be discouraging. You be encouraging. Amen. You be there to lift him up. Say, "Hey, honey, you know, God's still on his throne, and, you know, this is going to be okay." And you be the one to encourage him and be there by his side because you're very precious to your husband. You're his mate. You're his helpmeet, and he looks to you for comfort and for love and for encouragement, and that's what we need to be. So my job, first and foremost, is to my husband, is an encourager. And then I think my job as a mother is to encourage my children. I don't think our children ever get to the point where they're too old to need sometimes counseling from their mother and dads. Our boys, I remember when we still lived in San Luis, I remember Mark and Philip sometimes calling their dad, needing some advice, needing some encouragement. And I know my daughters have done the same thing with me. And so we need to be there for our children to encourage them. Sometimes they don't know exactly what path to take, even when they're grown, and we need to be there as mothers to be encouragers and to encourage our children. And then I think our friends, our Christian friends, the sisters here in Otno, I think they need encouragement, mother sisters. I think my Mexican sisters in San Luis, church there, I know they need encouragement. So my job is not only to my husband and to my children, but also to my Christian sisters and, in the Lord. And we need to be there to encourage them. When they have some struggles, we need to say, hey, we've been there, but God is faithful, and we can overcome this. I did fail to read Colossians 3:18. I would like for us to turn there. That's when I was speaking about encouraging Dale. Colossians 3:18. First, I'm going to read Colossians 3:18. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. And then, you know, then I'd like to go back to verse 17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And then skipping down to 23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto man. And you know, I really believe, ladies, that we can do that. Because it says here that whatever we do, do it heartily. And do it because we do it as unto the Lord. And so when we're encouraging others, we're doing that as unto the Lord. And if you always keep that in mind, that when you're encouraging someone else, you're doing it as unto the Lord. It really makes a big difference. And I think it's just a real blessing. And then fellow missionary wives, me as a missionary, I've been able to encourage young women who have come to the field, and discouraged, we all get discouraged. Amen. But listen, we need to be there to encourage one another. And when you see one of us is down, then the other ones need to be the encouragement that they need. And it's very, very important. And you know, then I think that we need to be women who encourage the youth, the young ladies who are growing up, and one day they will become moms. One day they will need a special touch, and we need to encourage those young people. You know, Dale and my, I guess you'd say our ministry the last few years has a big part of it has been with youth groups. And I'm not going to get, you know, involved in whether that's a good thing or not, but to Dale and I, to Dale and me, that has been a blessing these last years. These kids don't come down just to have a good time. These kids work sometimes 4 and 5 hours a day in the heat in June and July. They do work on churches. This last summer, this July, they dug post holes to make a fence around an encampment. They dug holes in the heat for 5 hours. They come home, eat, take showers, go downtown, pass out tracts. Some of them that speak Spanish did very good at witnessing. Then they come home, have their devotions, which is a very big part of their day. And I'm telling you, these kids fall in bed at night. They're not going down just to see Mexico as a tourist. They're really, really working. And they're seeing firsthand what missions is all about. This year, there was a big procession. They happened to go down to the Plaza de Carmen there in San Luis, and that happened to be the week of the Virgin Carmen. So these kids saw every day the big processions, and we have a poster out in the hallway that shows that. And every day they saw Catholicism as it is in Mexico. And we had two girls that were freshly converted from Catholicism. And they, like a lot of people in the States, didn't realize and don't think about Catholicism as being so bad in the States. But I'll tell you, they really got their eyes open. And it's important that these kids see it. And I think they don't see this here unless they go to a field. And I think it's important that our young people see firsthand how they preach on the street, how God blesses that, how they can have boldness, witnessing. And I think that's very, very important. And so we need to encourage these young people to see what God is doing in other places. Not just right here, but see what he's doing in other places. I think God has really used these trips. This is our 15th year for a certain church, and there are 25 to 30 young people that are serving the Lord right now full time. Are they preparing to go? Are they have married youth pastors? They've married pastors. They've married youth directors. Three out of the four youth directors that have come through the years. One is in Japan. One is going to Russia in September as a missionary. The other's a full-time pastor. So the Lord has, and they all have made their decisions, for the most part, when they come and see firsthand how important missions is and how important it is to go out into the world and preach the gospel. Not only that, some of the leaders, we have one in India. We have one in China. Let's see where else I have. I've got, we have one in Senegal. We have one full-time in Mexico. We have one in New Guinea. We have the young man in New Guinea, Dale just married him, he and his fiance Sunday, and she had already started to go with New Tribes to New Guinea herself, so they're going to New Guinea. That's another one. And one, there are two that are training with Wycliffe. There's one that is training right now with New Tribes. And for the most part, they made their decisions after they came and saw the need for missions, saw the need for preaching the gospel. So it hasn't been in vain. It's not in vain when young people go and take part in evangelism on the streets and doing work and fellowshipping with Christian, Mexican Christians and Mexican young people. It's a blessing. And so we feel like it's been a real part of our ministry. You know, I could ask the questions to some of you ladies. What about you ladies? Have God given you the work of encouraging others? Have you been lax in thinking about, hey, I'm important. Maybe I can encourage someone. You know, it doesn't take some time. You certainly don't have to have a good education. All you have to do is just have a few words for a person who's down, a few words for a person who's got a problem, just to be there to encourage them. Maybe there's some young people here that you feel like the Lord is touching you about missions. You know, that would be a way we could encourage them to feel them out and to see what their needs are, to really work with them. And then sometimes there might be young couples that are struggling with the thought of serving the Lord full time. We can encourage those people. So we have our job cut out for us, ladies. We can and need to be encouragers all the time. And that doesn't mean that we don't need it sometimes. We do need it sometimes as well. But if we all decide to be encouragers, we'll get encouraged too by others. So are you ready to go where God leads you? The song that we sang was such a touch my heart. Wherever He leads, I'll go. Can we really sing that truthfully as unto the Lord? Are we ready to go where He leads us? That sounds real good when we sing it, but you know, when we think about it, are we really ready and willing to do whatever He has us to do? I appreciate Willie. He's gone to Romania, and it's not been easy. It's been a struggle. I tell you, the Lord is He blesses faithfulness. He blesses our faithfulness, and so we do need that. You know, 6 years ago when I was here for a missions conference, I wrote a poem that I call it consecration, but with a question mark. Because sometimes I think this has been our excuse or our feeling about, you know, I believe I'll go. If God called me, I'd go. But would you really? Or would you use excuses? You know I gave my life, Lord, to do a work for you. I got down on my knees, Lord, to ask what I could do. I prayed, I cried, I begged you, Lord, to send me far away. To do a work for you, Lord, in a very special way. I really want to serve you, Lord, but I really want to be in a very quiet place, Lord, just my family and me. For you know, Lord, I must have time to pray and read your word. If I'm to tell them of you, Lord, the story they've never heard. I need the peace and quiet, Lord. You know I need my rest. I cannot deal with people, Lord, and still give you my best. You know how people are, Lord. They'll pester us to death. So don't let them ring our doorbell, Lord, or we'll never catch our breath. Now my wife needs her time too, Lord, to take good care of me. And our children need her too, Lord. We're a very close family. We cannot be up late, Lord. We have to have our rest. We really need our sleep, Lord, to be able to do our best. So wherever you lead, I'll go, Lord, so long as it is far away from people, problems, sickness, death, from those who've gone astray, from heathen gods or idols, Lord, from storms or heat or cold. Don't send me to a tribe, Lord. I'm just not all that bold. So if there's any other place, Lord, where you can use me still, no sacrifice or hardships, Lord. You know I'll go, I will, Just let me hear from you, Lord. In the meantime, I will be sitting in my house, Lord, just me and my family. Now, is that, are we really being truthful? Is that kind of the way you feel? Are we really, really sold out to God enough to where we'd say, God, I really, at this point, will go anywhere you want me to go. No conditions, no promises, just tell me where you want me to go. I think we need to search our hearts tonight and really get serious with God and say, wherever you want me, God, I'll go.
Amen.